to start off the day with another word or another thought. It's about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. And we have David in his Psalm of Repentance saying, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Well, and I guess I want to add into there the prophecy about the church in Ephesus that John did in Revelation, about how they'd lost their first love. And they'd done quite a few things right, but they'd lost their first love. And so what is that first love? And I want to suggest that it's to do with the joy of our salvation. And that's the joy that comes when Christ enters our hearts. We have a new hope. We have a new joy. We have a new peace. We have a new destiny. We have a new meaning for life. Everything's changed, and there's a newness, and the Lord says he gives us a new heart, and that's the truth, and because it's in his word. The Lord, from the beginning of time, it was his desire to bring us back to his bosom, and to do that he did that through Jesus's death and resurrection. And then the Holy Spirit came, Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. And it's something that the olden day prophets longed to see. You know, they knew it was coming. And they, you know, to have God live in us. And the angels want to look into this sort of stuff as well. So we have God living within us. The joy, there's a joy there in our conversion or our salvation, which, you know, looking at the Word of God, God says it's really not about us as well. It's not our choice, it's God choosing us. So it's that revelation that God's choosing us, and revelation of our Heavenly Father that's given to us by our Heavenly Father. Reminded of the exchange that Jesus had with Peter, that he asked him, who do you say that I am, Peter? And he says, you are the Messiah, the Holy One. And Jesus replied, yes, my Father has revealed that to you. And that just sort of emphasizes that, again, that even salvation is not all about us, it's all about God. So we can't even boast about us choosing God, and God doesn't want it that way. And so we have joy at our salvation. The problem, and we get a new heart, and we get the seal of the Holy Spirit. The trouble comes, and it reminds me of song by Casting Crowns called It's a Slow Fade. I think that's the name of the song. Anyway, it says it's a slow fade when you give yourself away, when colours from black and white turn to grey. And what I'm trying to say is that we come to Christ and there can be a slow fade of compromise. It starts off next to nothing. It starts off like a something that niggles or nibbles at our feet or our heel. And that person says that the serpent will strike at her heel but she will crush his head. And that's what the devil does. And I don't attribute all of our faults to the devil, it's our sinful nature as well. But these things start off as a niggle in our heel. And the trouble with that is the needle can get bigger and it can get bigger until it trips us over. We can no longer stand on that heel. We start to walk along and we stumble. And all of a sudden we realise that how far away that we've fallen. And we've fallen because we've put on top of each other compromise after compromise after compromise. And all of a sudden, heart's gone cold. Peace is gone, joy is gone. Still saved, but the heart, the new heart, the spirit has been quenched.